Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. This is another new day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This morning I want to share a daily inspiration from Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." We are coming into the time of the year where men are sowing and planting gardens, and this verse talks about sowing, but it's talking about different type of sowing. You know, we plant our gardens and we put a kernel of corn in, and normally we reap a lot more than what we actually put in the ground. I know, for example, I buy a little bag of seed, and the little packet is all the seed can almost fit in the palm of your hand, and I go out in the garden, I plant that, and that bag of seed or that pack of seed, and I reap a lot more than that little handful that I just put in. There's sometimes I can reap 3-4 wheelbarrow loads just off of that little bag of seed that I planted in the ground. And our scripture says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." And that illustration that I just gave is true in our lives also. It goes on to say, "He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. But he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption." And that is very real in everyday life. If you sow according to your flesh, you're going to reap heartache and corruption and just all manner of things that you do not want to face. But if you sow to the Spirit, you shall reap life everlasting. Look what verse 9 says. "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." That's saying if we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap. There's always a reaping comes. No matter what you sow, there will be a reaping. And we have a couple examples in the Old Testament. We have an example of David reaping bad things because he sowed to his flesh. We all are familiar with the story of him with Bathsheba, and starting in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9, this is after the point where Nathan comes to him, and Nathan starts in and says, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of his son. For thou didst it in secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because By this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. So we see in verse 10 and 11 that David's house, David was going to reap with his own children. As we read on later in Scripture, Absalom rose up against David and went and laid with his wives, and David was reaping what he sowed to his flesh. It says in verse 9, it says, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because David had a just man killed with the sword." Nathan told him that the sword shall never depart from his house. And David's sons went about killing each other, their own brothers. And it was because David was reaping what he sowed. He sowed to the flesh, and he was reaping corruption. And so he was reaping what he sowed. But the same man also was reaping good things before this happened. You know, the Bible says here in our text that if he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. We back up to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and 18. Here's David, you know, when he's just a young man and he's taking on Goliath, and he killed Goliath, and his heart was in a right place with God. And we jump in at verse chapter 18, verse 5. David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And so David was accepted. He was prospering. It says he behaved himself wisely. And we all know a little bit later here in the chapter, Saul cast his javelin, trying to pin David to the wall because he was jealous. And we jump in at verse 14, and it says, "And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him." So he was sowing according to the Spirit, and he was reaping good things because the Lord was with him. And we jump into verse 15. It says, "Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely," so David went from behaving himself wisely to behaving himself very wisely. And so it's very important here that we see that David was sowing to the Spirit, and he was reaping good things. That God was with him, was protecting him. And we jump in at verse 30 here, where Saul was trying to get him. It says, "Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by." So here we see the same man. He was reaping life and good things because he was sowing according to the Spirit. He was listening to the voice of God. And later on, he sowed to his spirit, to the flesh, and he was reaping corruption. And so that's an example for us as Christians, or even non-Christians. Everyone reaps what they sow. If you're reaping, even as a Christian right now, if you're sowing bad things, there's a reaping coming. You're not going to get away from the reaping. You will reap what you sow, because our scripture says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So if we think that we can sow bad things and not reap, the scripture says that we are deceived. And so let's not be deceived. Whatever you are sowing at this time, you will reap, whether it's to your flesh or whether it's sowing to the Spirit. I encourage you this morning, sow to the Spirit and reap life everlasting. because it says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So thank you for listening, and may God bless you.